When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Talk Sport.
You're listening to the Talk Sport Hit. I'm John Jackson with Fern Buckley, and it's a big few days in the Premier League title race.
At the end, you're winning your matches and you're bringing the margins smaller and smaller, and that's the only thing that we can do at the moment because it's still not in our hands. Try to win the game, and if we do that, yeah, the pressure will increase for sure.
Leaders Arsenal could open up a 3-point gap at the top when they host Chelsea tonight, exclusively on Talk Sport. Cole Palmer could be missing for the Blues, and if he is, their former defender Scott Minto hasn't got faith in Nicholas Jackson to step up.
He's big, he's strong, he's powerful, he can run the channels, he's got a decent touch, but he doesn't do on a consistent basis pretty much what the most important thing to do as a striker, and that's put the ball in the back of the net.
We'll have exclusive commentary from 7pm on TalkSport with Jamie O'Hara and Dean Saunders standing by straight after to take your calls on the sports bar.
The title race in the Championship is just as tight, and it took another turn last night on TalkSport 2.
Leeds have won it! Marching up into second place, they do it by the skin of their teeth, but Leeds have won for the first time in four matches, and their automatic promotion push gathers pace again. Middlesbrough 3, Leeds United 4.
Leicester City could take a huge step towards securing their Premier League return tonight when they welcome Southampton.
Listen to that one from 7pm on TalkSport 2 tonight, and if you fancy mixing it up, swipe between that game and our Premier League commentary from the Emirates on the free TalkSport app.
Meanwhile, Nottingham Forest took a pretty big swipe at the referee's body, the PGMOL, on Sunday. So did they calm down and apologise on Monday? No, they released another statement.
Forest say that their statement is not about individuals, but rather how the integrity of the game is seen. We know match officials do not allow outside factors to influence their decision making. However, it is clear PGMOL must amend its rule on allegiances to account for contextual rivalries in the league table, not just local rivalries.
Forest are furious that VAR didn't award them a handful of penalties in their 2-0 loss at Everton over the weekend, and they're not impressed the referee in charge of the technology was reportedly a Luton Town fan.
Former Premier League referee Mark Halsey told TalkSport Breakfast it was more of a case of a bad day at the office for the VAR ref than a conspiracy against Nuno's team.
You cannot question his integrity. What you can question is the appointment. Unfortunately for Anthony and Stewart, they did have a bad day yesterday.
Well, just like Liverpool did last year, Forest have requested the audio between officials and called for more transparency for the integrity of the sport. Keith Hackett is another former Premier League referee, and he told TalkSport at least one of the decisions was wrong.
Atwell is carrying the can for a major error by Anthony Taylor. I mean, it's a clear penalty kick, the one from behind.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't stop then the VAR coming in and saying, you got that wrong, mate. Come and have a look at the screen.
Elsewhere, Barnsley have made the curious decision to fire head coach Neil Collins while they're in the League One playoff places with one game remaining this season. And four-time world champion Mark Selby has hinted that he could quit snooker altogether after losing in the first round of the World Snooker Championship. For more, check out TalkSport.com.
TalkSport.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.